Y.
Orange County Fire Rescue.
6600 Sea Harbor Drive.
Okay.
SeaWorld, my fault.
Okay, and where's the patient located inside?
They are at Shamu Stadium. We actually have a trainer in the water with one of our whales, the whale that they're not supposed to be in the water with.
Okay.
So we don't know what's going on. We were just told to call and have people here on standby when they get the person out.
Okay, and do you know if, so you don't know if the person was injured or if they're having a medical problem?
No idea.
Okay, very well then.
I don't even think they're out of the water yet. They're still in there with the whale, so...
Okay, but someone is unseen, and they are getting them out of the water now.
There are people working on it, yes. There's
okay.
About 2-3 dozen people over there right now.
All right. We'll get somebody in route.
Okay,
and
come through gate number 3 to Shamu Stadium.
Gate 3.
Gate 3.
911 calls.
All right, got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Calls like that one where you could hear clearly the upset you can clearly hear the people are upset and they're talking about what happened, what was it, just a week ago to the trainer, week and a half ago, the trainer that was pulled under the water by a killer whale. Calls like that one you might not hear in the near future in certain states, as there's a debate raging over whether or not they should be released and released to the media. Now, there's a good reason I think they should be released, because you can hear the response of the operator. There have been problems with some of the operators who have fallen asleep, who have blown off some of the people who've called, and later it's led to the death of whoever might be on the other end. I think it's a good way to keep them on their toes, and it's sad, some of them, when you hear them, you can hear the fear in the person's voice or whatever, and perhaps that's also a warning to some, and then to show the importance of 911. So my vote is I think they should be made available, but used judiciously. If it's outrageous and ridiculous and for some reason doesn't do anyone any good anywhere across the board, then maybe it's a journalistic decision once you have that 911 call. Wow, and here's where we start on America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging with you at the helm, coast to coast, and all those spots in between, like I like to say, all the nooks and crannies. Water cooler buzz at its best. We got a lot to pop to here. That's just one of the many things. What do you think, fair or foul, the 911 calls? Big, gigantic story from earlier this evening. It's got to make the president a little bit uncomfortable, and certainly the Secret Service, the FBI, and more importantly, the people who work at the Pentagon. Breaking news. You had a shooter who stepped up and decided to pull the trigger. Yeah, he was described as cool, calm, collected, emotionless. Just came up, drew a weapon from his pocket, opened fire at a security checkpoint into the Pentagon on Thursday, just before 7 o'clock in the evening. Point blank, it was an attack that wounded two police officers. He was nailed almost immediately. He was critically shot. He just died about an hour and a half ago. The two officers, luckily were just grazed. That's the kind of wounds they had, and they were treated. But what's the deal with the suspect? The suspect is John Patrick Bedell. That's his name. And so right now what's happening is everybody is scurrying to find anything out that they can about him. Supposedly a U.S. citizen. What he did is, as I said, he walked up to the checkpoint at the Pentagon's subway entrance. If you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about, but just trust me, there's a subway. It takes you right up to the entrance pretty much as you go up steps, etc. And in an attempt to get inside the headquarters, he just went for the gun and started shooting. He's about 5 feet away or so. And here we go. You know, the officers there have semi-automatic weapons, so you pretty much knew they were going to get him, but they were quick on the trigger, which was great. So what's the deal on this 36-year-old man who was killed as he tried to kill people around him getting into the Pentagon? Here's the part that I think we can confirm. With some of the rumors that I heard from a little bit earlier in the evening and now what's starting to come out, there might have been this second man who was with Bedell, and they're running this guy's name through all these databases and trying to keep that close to the ground and not release very much about it. So when you've got, because of what happened with the terrorist attack on the Pentagon, it used to be a little bit different when you came through with that on that subway stop. If you're a rider, you can't just directly get into the building. You've got that escalator, as I was saying, steps an escalator to the surface from that underground station. Then you go through a checkpoint outside the doors of the building where there's more security, and the entrances were definitely tightened up. Once this happened, everything was shut down, too, by the way. So, and they're closed at least overnight. What set him off? What he was doing? What he was trying to do? There wasn't any distress, as now everybody who had been around there at the time saw. There was nothing, just no look on his face. He just all of a sudden reached into his pocket, and I think, can you imagine the danger of this? They assumed that he was getting a pass. And he came out with a gun, and he just had the coat on, had the gun, and he just started shooting, And so the place was in lockdown. They put out an announcement on the PA that there was a corridor in the building that people who were leaving could leave through. But what is the deal with John Patrick Bedell and his motivation? Was he just a lunatic with a gun, or was he somebody with some kind of a cause, or was he linked to a terrorist, or is there something more to this? Okay, we have some of the audio that's just been released about what the police do know in the case of this 36-year-old, and, of course, now, subsequently, he has died. So listen to this.
About 6:40 tonight, a person came toward the Pentagon pre-screen area, appeared to be pretty calm. As the officers started to ask him for his pass to get into the Pentagon, he drew a weapon from his pocket and started shooting immediately off. So he didn't say anything, he just engaged the officers. Both officers were hit. The injuries were not life-threatening. They returned fire. The suspect was also hit. His injury is pretty critical. He was transported to a local hospital. We are not going to release the name or names of the officers and the suspect at this time. Things are still very preliminary. I won't get into the detail of where they were shot, but both injuries were grazing injuries. The officers were able to return fire. And as I said, the injury to the suspect is a lot more severe. I shouldn't approach. That's not an appropriate question. I'm sorry.
Do you know where the suspect is from? Do we have any ID on him saying where he was from?
We have ID, but it's not appropriate to discuss that right now because we're still running down leads. We have multiple addresses. He did not say a word. He was, according to the officers, and I've interviewed two or three of them now, that said he walked up very cool, like there was no distress. He had no real emotion in his face. It's very typical for someone to reach for the pass to show it. When he reached in his pocket, they assumed he was going to get a pass, and he came out with a gun.
All right, that was Pentagon Protection Force Chief Richard Keeble. We'll talk more about this during America Tonight, obviously, throughout this show. Stay with us, everyone.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future future and call 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your lies.
I have a little bit of information that I just got about the police looking for that second man that we mentioned, but they don't really know whether he's involved in any way in that shooting at the Pentagon we're talking about. You know, if this John Patrick Bedell was making comment to him, or whether or not he was knee deep into this, and frantically, that's what the FBI is trying to knock down, and others in D.C. There is no explanation at this point for the attack at the Pentagon, and especially the way that building is guarded. What we do know is this 36-year-old is a California guy, apparently went to San Jose State. He was living in the Washington area, was up in the Washington area, but the reasons why and any of that, at this point, it's all pretty vague. And as I mentioned, what I just personally received from somebody is that they definitely are still not ruling out that necessarily that second person, but don't know if, in fact, they're involved. It's too soon to determine that, and also too soon to determine whether it was some kind of a connection to terrorism or not. He's definitely an American citizen. As I said, he went to San Jose State and is from the Hollister area in California. Here we go again. Wow. 800-259-5791. It was one of those things. You heard the piece of tape there where it looked like he was reaching for a pass, but no, he was reaching for a gun. Instead, that's pretty darn close, though, especially it's pretty brazen knowing how heavily secured the Pentagon is. Maybe he thought he was going to be able to pop off a couple of shots, get by some people, just make a statement. Was it a suicide deal? I mean, who knows at this point. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Wow, crazy. The Pentagon is, I mean, could it be a more protected building at this point, especially after 9/11?
Oh, yeah. It didn't mention whether it belonged to any, like, subversive organizations or anything?
No, and I've got somebody trying to run a bunch of tracks on him, and I haven't found anything. What I just told you is what I know, is that he went to San Jose State, that he, you know, he's 36, that it's definitely can be verified that he's from California, he's an American citizen, and that's it. Crazy.
Wow.
I mean, there's got to be some, hopefully they find out what the motivation is. I mean, is he just a lunatic, depressed, nutty about the government? I don't know.
It takes all kinds to make this world go around.
Yeah, no kidding. Luckily, here's the good news. The good news is, unlike, remember the Holocaust Museum nut that went in and killed a guard who was a father, this guy grazed the officers, and they're okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, today was Joni Fréchette's mother's funeral.
I heard that. Yeah, sad.
Yeah, but what she did, and, you know, this showed, if you want to call it the highlights on the local news. And, I mean, she was wearing sunglasses, so I guess her eyes were probably, you know, bloodshot from all the crying. But she took her bronze medal and put it on her mother's coffin. And she said because she did it for her mother, and her mother was her biggest critic and her biggest fan at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she asked, and now she's going to get, believe it or not, Joni Fréchette's also going to get ready for the Worlds. So I don't know.
After getting that bronze medal, absolutely, she should keep going. And she's, I don't know how, she's in her 20s, so she.
She's 24.
Yeah, she still has plenty of skate left in her.
Oh yeah, you know, and I remember, and her father, I guess right now her father's probably saying, okay, she's buried, now I can mourn, because they showed on the TV he looked pretty strong, but obviously now that everything's over with, he can, like, you know, and everybody from the town where she's from, a town that's southeast of Montreal called Berchetville. Seemed to be the whole town, and then some was out there, out of respect to the families, out of respect to the family, the television cameras were not allowed inside the church, which I thought, you know, that was very nice.
Yeah.
And we also had Budget Day here in Canada today.
What's that day like?
Nervous. Okay, first of all, there are no raises for members of parliament. No raises for ministers, no pay raises for government bureaucrats. So that's good. No new taxes.
No new taxes is good.
Oh, yeah, but then, of course, the opposition parties are saying, what about jobs?
Yeah, and what did they say about the jobs?
That I didn't hear much. In fact, to save money, you know about our famous loony and our famous toonie?
Yeah.
The dollar coin and the $2 coin.
Sure.
They're switching companies because they want to get a cheaper metal, and it'll save them $15 million over, like, I don't know how many years. So who knows? I mean, I don't know whether the opposition parties will vote against the budget or not. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Has the president been okay, just to get back to what happened at the Pentagon, has the president been notified?
Of course, immediately he would be notified. And the statement that the White House would release is he's getting updates from the FBI to know what's happening and to be on top of what possibly went down.
Okay, now, since I don't know, you know, who's responsible for federal buildings in Washington, is that under D.C. Metro? Is that under?
Well, it's the Defense Department. So, yeah, well, they've got their own, like the gentleman who spoke, like I said, they've got their own security,
right.
But you could, if need be, DC Metro could step in, but remember, it's a military installation and they have their own security, and
right.
That place is sealed up like a drum, but people go approach, they have to show their passes. They don't get in, but,
right.
You know, it just goes to show you he got all the way up to the security checkpoint
okay.
with a gun.
Okay.
Which can happen. That could happen in any federal building now that I, or at least a lot of them now that I think of it. Because they've got, they have, you know, they have security.
Right.
And they have the metal detectors. But, like, if you walk in off of the street or up from the subway, you could get that close.
Oh, brother.
I know. What are you supposed to do, though? I mean, what, how do you... You couldn't. What are you going to do? Have people transported in there, dropped in? A lot of people work at the Pentagon. That's how they move it back.
Get a whole bunch of hockey players who know how to use their fists and beat the crap out of them.
I mean, it's terrible. Like I said, the best deal in this whole nutty thing is that the cops weren't killed. They weren't mortally wounded. They were just flesh wounds.
Right, and I guess that means a visit from the president and all that.
Oh.
Now, let's talk about something a little on the humorous side. How many emails did you get saying kudos for you for singing O Canada?
I got a bunch of them, yes. I got probably about 6 or 7.
Okay, probably more than I did.
but people were saying, people called in and said bravo to you for singing it. So, no, I mean, people were pretty generous about that whole thing.
Right, and the funny part was, two nights later, Buffalo was playing Pittsburgh, and the goaltender for the U.S. team who plays for Buffalo, Miller, I think his name is, he got a bigger
Ryan
standing,
Miller.
Yeah, he got a bigger standing ovation, and the game was in Pittsburgh. He got a bigger standing ovation than Sid Crosby did.
I know. Well, because this is the United States of America, and so he was in an American hockey rink. And,
right, and you know, and you heard about Sid Crosby's missing hockey equipment from that gold medal game.
Say that again?
Okay, so the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto.
Oh, the puck.
No, not the puck. They're missing one of his gloves. And one of his and the stick he used to score the winning goal.
So he gave them up and they lost them.
Yeah, no.
He didn't give them up.
No, someone must
stole them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh no. Or as a certain person used to say on an old TV show, Full House, how rude.
Yeah, how brutal. Good luck trying to sell that because everybody knows it's stolen merchandise. That happens sometimes with baseball players in the States when they have a historic no-hitter or something else that they've done in the Cooperstown once, whatever it is, the ball, the bats, something from that game. Occasionally, sadly, somebody steals the item. I didn't know that. Thanks, Sam. Hang with us coming up next, the 9/11 truck.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Think Glove technology and makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip of arthritic hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow!
From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go.
Wow.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay. So you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-308. 928-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Dead after opening fire at a checkpoint at the Pentagon and grazing two officers. What we know about John Patrick, what did I say his name was? John Patrick, I wanted to leave my mind. John Patrick, what is his last name? Oh, I just got a Twitter from somebody about this, and we're going back and forth on actually what happened at the Pentagon, and I was focused on the officers and that second man. I'll think of it in a second. Anyway, he was a grad student from San Jose, and he was in Washington in the area, and you know what? Any ties to terrorist organizations from what I've been able to find out from a buddy who's working the story for me is no, they can't say anything at this point. There was might have been the second guy, but apparently they don't know if there really is a second person involved or not. So what was the motivation behind John Patrick Bedell's action? No, we don't have any kind of a motive yet at this point, only that the guy was kind of, according to some people who knew him, sort of slipping away, sort of falling out. And he was a grad student, like I said, at San Jose State University. So just before 7 o'clock, he's on the subway. He's there. He gets to the checkpoint, goes inside his coat, pulls out a gun and hits the two officers who immediately turn around, return the fire, and he died just a short time ago, I guess about 2 hours ago, actually. And the Pentagon was locked down for a while. Of course, overnight it's not a problem, and there's just these questions, just the insanity of it at all. As he calmly, coolly, collected, pulls out a gun and starts a shooting at point-blank range. And, of course, the Pentagon officers returned fire immediately with semi-automatic weapons, and you know who's going to win that one. But the good news, like I said before, is that the two officers were just grazed. So we have that, and we were also talking, I was mentioning that I was going to bring up the fact that, of course, the White House is now apparently actually leaning toward those military trials for the 9/11 suspects after putting everybody through massive agita in and around the city of New York. Ooh, Attorney General Eric Holder, we're going to show everybody, we're going to shake our fists at those terrorists, and we're going to try them a stone's throw away from the World Trade Centers. Oh, wait a second. How much is it going to cost? Well, we don't have that kind of money. So the recommendation is to choose a military trial for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four of the alleged associates in this case. And, hey, the president can do what he wants. He may not take that recommendation. He apparently has not made up his mind yet at this point. Once again, let's waste time, let's deal with this, and then let's reverse policy because we realize, ooh, it's maybe just not such a good idea to do it. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Oh, yeah, there's that tug of war over health care. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. You know, there's a it doesn't surprise me that happened today. There seems to be a lot of insanity going on in Washington right now.
There is a lot of insanity all the way around, whether it's politics or people losing their mind or whatever. Yeah.
Gay marriage. No, I'm just kidding. Kate, you know, here's the biggest insane part I heard about today, and I kind of heard about it before, but I would need to get to the Oscars, of course. But evidently, the 10 Democrats that the president is trying to turn so that they can do this ramrod, you know, thing with passing the health care bill, their biggest obstacle is the fact that inside of this Senate bill that they want to pass, that they need the Congress, you know, the reps to pass on, is a clause that will permit abortions, government-funded abortions. And not specifically the government, but, you know, the people that can't afford health insurance and get assistance from the government will be able to choose from health plans that do provide abortion. So basically, your and my taxpayer money is being used to kill babies.
Yeah. Supposedly, wait. Supposedly, because they're not getting the numbers they need in the House, I thought that they were going to specifically have language to eliminate that. They haven't determined that yet.
Yeah, well, at the present state and form, that's what's in there. That there's actually congressmen in America that would sit there and tell you and I, a taxpayer, that might might not agree for somebody having an abortion, that we have to pay for that. And there has got to be something constitutionally wrong with that, Kate. I mean, I know the Supreme Court has said that it's not murder and that a woman can do whatever she wants with her body, et cetera, you know, kill the fetus or whether you want to call it a baby, a fetus, whatever, you know. But to sit there and tell people that religious convictions are totally against this, there's got to be something wrong with that. And I know they're trying to work it around. Maybe even get this. You heard about the bribe done with the slime ball liberal that we have from Utah? Jim Matheson, the one Democratic, you know, thinks the Salt Lake City, one Democratic representative we have, the president nominated his brother to be on the bench court.
I know.
You know, and then he's acting all here like, oh, I'm ethical and all that. He got all mad at the radio station here because they brought it up and asked the question. Well, gee, this is kind of funny, the timing, don't you think, considering they want your vote, you know. And, well, I am giving my vote to him, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, right, you know.
Exactly.
But I don't know, Kate. I'm infuriated by it. Every time I, you know, it's
well,
just,
no, I agree with you, and you made a good point. You're absolutely right. It's whether somebody, the right to choose or whatever, throw all that out, but somebody certainly with the religious conviction of this is wrong and this is whatever, why should your taxpayer money fund that? You're absolutely right.
So So, what? I guess Oscars are on Sunday. You're going to watch some of it if you can?
I'm going to watch the whole thing so we know what we can talk about. You've got Best Picture. You have 10. You've talked about this, how crazy it is with 10 pictures. Avatar and The Blind Side and District 9 and Education, The Hurt Locker. I'll tell you what, we can go down the top five of them. I say the Hurt Locker gets Best Picture. What do you think?
I'm actually, I watched it again, Kate, just because the first time I told you I saw it, I thought, well, maybe I missed something, and I was too tired when I watched it the first time, and so I rented it again, and I'm watching it, and I really didn't get much the second time either, although, it really does do a good service to, to the guys that are over there and showing some of the, like you were saying, showing some of the stuff that they're going through that we have no clue about over here in the United States. The stress and walking down streets, wondering if there's snipers pointing at you, et cetera. And of course, there's so much weird stuff going on with that movie right now.
I know, the suing
of the producers was trying to bribe the voters, and then, one of the, and I guess there's a Marine gunnery sergeant
that's
suing the producers, and so that, Avatar was great with the special effects. It's brought a new genre to the, I think you're probably going to see more 3D big time movies that are 3D and, animated and I've always loved James Cameron's work. I don't care for his politics, but he's got my favorite movie of all time, for crying out loud. So I gotta like him, right?
Right.
So it seems like too big of a marquee film, if you know what I mean. Just big blockbuster. And
that's what I think. Yeah.
Lord of the Rings won, and it was a big blockbuster, and so did Titanic. But Hurt Locker might get it, but the thing is, Kate, and they said the reason why they went to this 10 film thing is because they wanted people to go, when they run them second time around, because they got nominated for Oscars, people to go watch them, and it didn't do anything box office wise for those films, yet the box office still had a banner year, broke the records again. So, I hope they go back to five. It's just driving me crazy, this 10-film thing. Because then, you're trying to find all of them and figure out which one's going to win, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I love Inglourious Basterds, but, I don't think it's the best film, I mean, it's just so many of them out there that are just really all just kind of mediocre. And the two that do stand out, I guess, are Avatar and Hurt Locker, and we'll see which one wins. I mean, it could be a complete surprise, and it might be an education, with that many movies. It's just, I liked it when it was five. I was that much better picking. But, and as for acting, the only one that I'm going to guarantee, I'm pretty sure, is Christoph Waltz for supporting actor. The rest of them, I love Jeff Bridges, from Starman on, and The Big Lebowski. He's had so many great movies, but I can't hate. There's this thing in me that just turns me inside out when I hear country music. It's just,
You're not a country music fan, so you just can't. Did you go see it?
No, I haven't seen this movie, and I won't watch it.
Because
the whole film, my backbone's just going to be turning inside out. And my sister or one of her husbands at the time took me to see Randy Travis when he came to Ogden, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And, they're just standing there, bouncing around, flipping their fingers, just having a good time. And I'm like, in slow motion, going, okay, I'm trying to get the beat. The beat's not there. Come on, I can't get it,
I know.
Not against it, but you've got the team that's great. It's America. You can like what you want, Most of those country rednecks would like my funky music,
That's okay. That's what we say. To each his own. So we'll talk about the Oscars after the fact. Thanks, Don. This is no movie. Boy, the Pentagon, what a nightmare. Stay with us.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Why is drinking pure high-alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Since I jumped on the air, the shooting at the Pentagon and the 36-year-old and his father was a short time ago on a radio station in California saying he was very concerned about his son, that mentally he felt like he was starting to slip, and he was a graduate student at San Jose and was in Washington, D.C. You know all the details that I've been talking about what happened at that checkpoint, and whether or not there's more involved to this or not. At this point, there's still some heavy and investigating happening. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Hey, a couple of topics. About the shooting, I was thinking it might have been a suicide by a cop. But you said there might have been someone else that was involved with the shooting?
Yeah, somebody I know. I have a pretty good source at the Pentagon, and he was hearing rumors that there was a second guy, and then they're confirming now, finally, that there was somebody he was talking to. So they were frantically trying to find out, was there somebody with him, or was this just some guy that was in line near him, and they haven't been able to resolve that at this point.
So we don't know if there's a
second person. We don't know, yeah. We don't know.
That person could have chickened out. That could have, even though this is going to sound off the wall, but just bear with me. It's talk radio, right? You talk about the guy being estranged or flipping, and one of my topics was, well, did he convert to Islam? Because I'm not saying it's Islamic terrorism, but if it is, you'll wait another 6 months like a Fort Hood or this fellow down at the Georgia Recruiting Center, because they just won't want to admit to it. I just thrown that out, just hash it out, because when it comes out next week, if we can finally get any, or next month, any definitive stuff. But, you know, mind control, could have been his handler telling him to do this. I mean, this, anything's possible.
Sure.
You know, especially if there's a second person involved. Remember, there was a black fellow in St. Louis that got pissed off at the city council. He killed four people.
Yes.
Guy at Las Vegas, they just walked right up to the, that was recently in Las Vegas. He was angry at the Social Security Administration.
Mm-hmm.
And he fired on the guards out there. So like, Sam said in Canada, a whole bunch of nut jobs running around. And I'll just have to wait. Let's wait for Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center to come out and say, oh, it was a Tea Party member or someone from the militia. And if that comes out, then I'm going to say this is a staged event that just to get the people, riled up about as far as, what's going on, anti-government forces. I bring all of that out because we'll find out what it really was, and the conspiracies will fly. And then the most illogical one, maybe the most precise one. And that's, I was just thinking about all of that because I didn't see it. I only saw it in my local news. I haven't seen anything else. And really quick, you mentioned something. You just said something at the end when you were talking. A totally different subject, but you said it, and it was funny the way you said it. Now Eric Holder, they're turning a hole back on the trials in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, Obama can do whatever he wants, end quote. That's the problem, Kate. He thinks he can as the president.
I know.
But he really can't. He has a, whether it's this, the supermajority or the 51, not the supermajority, the majority, of the, reconciliation or, having the EPA, Jackson run out telling the carbon dioxide is a pollutant and we're gonna, even if all the global warming, stuff is not true, they're gonna just run these things with EPA and let them, the bureaucrats regulate it and cap and trade. It's just he can't do it. But it's a beginning, and I know that people have said this before. It's the beginning of a dictatorship. It's really frightening. And just one last subject. One of the 10 Democrats. I just happened to hear this on Savage tonight. If you'll forgive me, he offered a judgeship to a brother of one of these Democrats. I mean, what else do you need to see, America? I mean,
yeah.
Where's your hope and change? I mean, Bush was no bargain. But this, you give me so much time.
He's ineffective. Look, I'll just say it. To me, the biggest thing is I love that you just said hope and change. I don't care which way somebody voted. I don't care how they label themselves. How can you not think that this, so far it's been nothing but an ineffective guy, an ineffective administration?
Right. The meter, like an electrical meter, runs from doesn't know what he's doing to he's told what to do. Or he's just being just inept enough to say, look, people, this is what I want, because he has the support of a certain majority of a minority population, and they know that. That's their ace in the hole.
Yeah.
It's just, whether it's that or the banks, and, I mean, there's so many topics we could talk about. I just read something in the National Review about the amount of mortgages going under.
Oh, it's
high. That could just tear the fabric of the country apart.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, I saw Citibank, the fellow today from Citibank, saying that they're basically in good shape. But 166% of their profits came from the federal bailout. So, I mean, and then profusely thanking the public for their assistance with the taxpayers. I'm like, are you kidding me, man? I forget how many the number of pieces houses are underwater, people losing their jobs, and these guys are skating because they not only did they take from us, $27
trillion.
They're telling Obama, they're the guy. Look, America. This is not a racial thing. They put this guy in office. He's doing what he's being told because he is a puppet. And there's other demonic forces behind this guy. And it's just, I don't know where the hell it's going. And I just hope that I still have a job in 6 months. Thanks, baby.
All right. Hang in there. Have a good weekend. Yeah, I just keep saying the same thing. It's just ineffective to me. And Mark was right. It's, pretty much everything's all over the map. There's no clear-cut decision-making. All you have to do is keep track of everything we're saying on America Tonight or in your local papers or, when they do the national news. You could just tape and go back 6 months and hear what's being said, and it's reversal, reversal, reversal. It's crazy. Al in Canada.
Hi, Kate. Isn't it ironic that Sully Sullenberger retires on roughly the same day as those five-year-old kids were running the air traffic control tower at JFK? I 100% agree with the FAA for suspending that guy. What would have happened if one of those airplanes had have crashed 10 seconds after taking off? How would the tape sound if a 5-year-old kid had cleared the plane for landing and then it crashed?
Yeah, it would be ridiculous.
And what would have happened if Sully Sullenberger had have had his 8-year-old son on his lap when he was flying landing that plane in the Hudson River? You know, after that plane was brought down by a bunch of terrorist Taliban Canadian geese. Did you know that?
Yes.
Well, we got a training camp up here in Canada.
To try to sabotage the Americans.
The Muslims have a training camp where they train Canadian geese to bring down American planes. But you know, if his 8-year-old kid, I don't know if he has an 8-year-old kid, but if he had an 8-year-old kid that was sitting on his lap trying to land that plane, it's ridiculous. I don't know who came up with this stupid idea of take your kids to work.
Somebody, it just became this popular thing that started to happen probably about a decade ago, and not that people haven't taken their kids to work here and there, but in that kind of profession, it's like if the doctor took his son in a different way to the OR.
Yeah, I think President Obama's kids have been running the White House for the past 8 months. Kate, did you happen to know a reporter from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram named Gil LeBreton?
Yes.
Yeah, he's in a lot of hot water up here in Canada with a bunch of left-wing Canadian, self-righteous, thin-skinned Canadians got really ticked off at Gil LeBreton from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram for, he was comparing, the 2010 Winter Olympics with the 1936 Summer Olympics. You know all about them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was comparing them. You know, and I think he had his tongue in his cheek a little bit. I think he was just trying to. But there's a bunch of these guys that holier than thou, sanctimonious. They're mostly left wing socialists or liberals that get all upset about this. And I'll give you a prime example. You know that song "American Woman"? Lenny Kravitz had a big hit with
it. Sure.
Yeah, and it's originally by a band from Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
Canada, the Guess Who. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Guess Who.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a big, you know, that went to number one in the United States. And one of the lines in there, "American woman, get away from me," whatever. You know, it's pure anti-Americanism, right?
Right.
Song, right. You know, what would have happened if ZZ Top or Lynyrd Skynyrd or the Allman Brothers had come out with a song called "Canadian Woman, Get Away From Me. I don't want your socialism. I don't want your stinking monarchy." I can guarantee, I'm a Canadian. To me, the United States and Canada are the two best countries in the world. They're tied for number one, mm-hmm. both of them. And I love Canada, but I can guarantee you that song would have never gone to number one in Canada. We have such fragile egos up here. We got to grow up and, the sign of a mature person is, a self-confident person is taking criticism, right?
I love that you said that, Al. I just had this conversation with someone. Thanks for sharing. You have a good one. Let's leave you with David Starr Jordan, who says the world stands aside to let anyone pass who knows where he's going. So where are we going?
I really appreciate your honesty.